G'day, Justin Hogg here from RightSource, talking in the great outdoors about not-for-profits and governance. And we do a lot of company secretary work, and I wanted to really talk about that company secretary a little bit more and the importance of having an independent company secretary, which I think isn't spoken enough about. So when we look at the company secretary and the role they perform on the board, they owe their allegiance to the board. They're there to be the courageous advisor to the board. And quite often that ability to give that foresight and advice in terms of that governance space in an independent mindset. Now, there's definitely a lot of talk in terms of directors and being independent as a director, and the value of having independent directors on your board brings that independent thought, allows to make sure that they are really acting and bringing their diverse thinking to that and independent thinking to the board meeting in a way that is in the best interest of the organization. And that's why independence is stressed a lot when we're talking about directors. But I think it also applies to company secretary, because when we look at good governance, a very key component of good governance is that independent advice you're getting on what is good governance, not advice that is, I suppose, tinted by, well, this is how we do it as an organization. Good governance is good governance. How you apply it is absolutely important to the context, but you don't want to allow bias to slip into governance. So that independence, that objective advice is really important from a company secretary. And you can see it when you work on boards where there is an independent company secretary, that the level of governance that board operates under is a lot higher, and therefore the output of the board is a lot better as well. So what do we mean by an independent company secretary? Now, the normal way, the historical way, I suppose most company secretaries are engaged within an organization is they're recruited, they're a staff member. And quite often it's the CEO that does the recruitment process of the company secretary. As a starting point, the company secretary is responsible to the board. Realistically, in that responsibility, they're reporting to the chair. They're reporting to the CEO. There's not really a role that the company secretary role doesn't report to the CEO, as a matter of fact. They definitely have to work with the CEO, so that recruitment process being started by the CEO isn't a bad thing, because there definitely needs to be a close relationship there. But the involvement of the chair is important, because ultimately that's what the reporting line is. That's the first sort of stuff that starts to muddy the water. Once you employ a company secretary, as soon as they're an employee, quite often the hierarchy, the structure that's put in place is that everyone reports to the CEO, including the company secretary. This again starts to undermine that independence, because if the CEO is doing the performance review of the company secretary, but the company secretary, how can they give advice to the chair which might upset the CEO? Does that put them at risk? And that's what starts to compromise the independence. Furthermore, quite often a company secretary role is not a full-time role. So to make things more efficient for an organization, you often see a company secretary added to in terms of either made a chief risk officer or made CFO quite often does the company secretary work, or the general legal counsel does the company secretary work. So you morph in with the company secretary role another role, which is a management role. This again makes the company secretary more a part of the executive than a member of the board or someone responsible to the board. So if a company secretary's role has a very large amount that is, you know, responsible to the management executive organization, how can they provide independent advice to the board when potentially some of their decisions in their management position are what are being contemplated by the board? So it undermines that independence. And worse still, I suppose the example that I find most concerning for company secretaries is when they are the general counsel as well, because not only is there an independence question, there's also a question on what hat are they wearing when they're giving advice. And giving advice as a general counsel and giving advice as a company secretary has very different implications and can have quite a big impact on a board. So always being careful about that amalgamation of roles and what it does to the quality of that governance advice a company secretary can bring, and that independence. So how do you have an independent company secretary? Well, the first thing you do is effectively you have that role or that line, that's a reporting line, directly into the board. So the company secretary reports directly into the board. Similarly, the CEO reports directly into the board. So straight away, you're making those two peers. So the CEO and company secretary are peers. Now, very different roles. CEO is a much bigger role than the company secretary, absolutely. But the skill set you're wanting to bring, you want, as a board, you want the best company secretary and the best CEO. So you want those high level skill sets there. You want the company secretary providing advice on governance and running of a board that is at a high and strategic level, because it is important and it adds value to the board. Now that first, having those reporting lines, the first thing that then that looks to as well, and what we're seeing and what you see in the market, is you start having independent contractors who act as company secretary. So they get recruited by the board. And I think organizations, or I think I know organizations struggle with this, because that part-time capacity, so a part-time company secretary, sure, they might only be working less than, you know, 20 hours a week or 30 hours a week, but as a company secretary, you are meant to be effectively on call 24/7. Like, if something goes pear-shaped with the board, as a company secretary, you need to be there. So defining that role and finding people who want a part-time role that's also technically on call is hard to find. So then how do you maintain that reporting line whilst being able to find the resource to fill that gap, that role of company secretary? And that's where the increase in organizations that are providing outsourced company secretary are filling this gap. And that then allows an organization, an outsourced organization, to have a pool of company secretaries that allow that service to be provided. And it allows, one, those company secretaries to be offered a full-time job if they want one. It also allows that curating of the services so that the skill sets that are being provided by the company secretary are from experts in the field. So you getting high quality caliber without then the organization having to worry about trying to recruit this weird sort of skill set for this only a certain amount of time. So it allows the efficiency of that engagement to be realized as well. So the value of that outsourced company secretary role is that it allows organization to find the right person, but it allows that independence of a company secretary brought to a board. And as much as the independence of the director is important, that independent company secretary being able to be that courageous advisor to the board to allow governance to shine adds so much value to a board that I think we'll continue to see that growth in that service and in that area. So happy to answer any questions anyone has on this video today. Feel free to chuck in the comments. Otherwise, we've got a lot of other videos on not-for-profit and governance on our YouTube channel, so feel free to check those out. Otherwise, I appreciate your time today. Thanks very much for watching. It's been Justin Hogg from RightSource.